Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hasn't been forgotten, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
I'm here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. I want you part of the solution, because if you're not part of the solution, come on, we know. You know the answer to this already, right? You're part of the problem. Whether you like it or not, you're part of the problem. And I always get a kick out of people who get mad at me for saying it. There really is no reason, right? How can you, I've been saying this for years, and what it is I always found it interesting when you'd listen to these college kids, and they'd be talking about, issues, and they would sound so authoritative, like they had it all together, they knew what was going on, they were the person that had a clue. And I just always found that so astonishing, if you would. Because they don't. They have no real life experience. Right, except the college there. I don't know if I call that real life, really. So it's always just amazing to me, the way that goes down. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's what I want you. I want you part of the solution. I got so much I want to get through. The best part of this, though, the part that I love a lot, is that the more you see these people step forward, the more you see these, what's the word I'm looking for here? These phonies, to make it look like they are something that they're not. You heard Kimberly Marin talking about it in the first hour. And she was talking about some of these Democrats that have now become, well, they're trying to make it look like they're Democrat light when they're not. Not even close, actually. But they're not going to be able to keep that up. There's no way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. California Sheriff's Agency has removed nearly 50 deputies. Right? They've been relieved of their duties. It's following an unsatisfactory rating on their psychological examinations dating back to 2016. This is weeks after a deputy who previously failed a psychological exam shot and killed a married couple. Earlier this last week, Alameda County Sheriff Gregory Ahum claims a recent internal audit said 47 deputies had received a D, not suited evaluation in January 2016. Now, the move means that the impacted deputies will be stripped of their arresting powers. Firearms will be taken away from them. But they will retain their pay and benefits. Now, Ahab said another psych exam would be scheduled and that this intention is to resolve the issue as quickly as possible. Return return many of these people back to full duty status. Got to be tough. In their world, it's got to be tough. Sheriff's spokesman Lieutenant Ray Kelly told a news outlet that retests would occur in the next couple of months, but they had no idea how many of the 47 would be returned. The retest would be conducted by a psychologist who doesn't work for the sheriff, who's also credited with the California Commission on Peace Officers. Now, the letter came weeks after the former California or Alameda County Deputy Devin Williams shot and killed a married couple inside their home. Now, he had been romantically involved with the female. Now, the news outlet reported that sources said that Williams failed his psychological exam, became a liability issue. The sheriff's now auditing who else in the department is a liability. Look, this is how it needs to work. I don't care whether you're teachers, I mean sacred teachers, right? But teachers, policemen, firemen, all those professions we hold in high esteem. If they want to be held in high esteem, they also need to do what's right, no matter what. Really that simple. They don't get a get out of jail free card. It's not fair. It's not right to the other ones. Karine Jean-Pierre. She's been blasted for non-answers on crime. Like this. How is this new? How is this even news? White House Press Secretary Jean-Pierre offered no clear answers for questions on the rising crime rates. Fox News reported that Peter Ducey questioned Pierre on what President Biden thinks of rising crimes, especially the ones in major cities over the last year. She ultimately declined to answer directly, claiming that Biden's already done plenty to help cities. Okay. Like what? No, really, I said, give me a program he's put in place. What's he done? It's not a yes or no question. It's a very much a question of what has he done to make sure that the cities have the funding that they need to protect their communities. That's what the president's done. The problem is when you dig into some of these rules, laws, bills they put forward to support the police nowadays, they're not actually supporting the police. The money goes to the police department, but it's got strings attached to it. Those strings are you need to hire X amount of counselors, social work, and so on. That was it, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Would help, wouldn't it? We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Oh, it was a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Really, don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air with me or texting or tweeting or just, you know, getting involved. It really ain't that hard to use my best English. And, all right, so, we were talking about, you know, Jean-Pierre and Joey B's situation there. All right. And when I say the situation, she would think she can't answer a question for Joey B. She can't defend him in any way for the stuff that he does. And he gets to the point where she gets so frustrated, she doesn't even respond anymore. She basically tells the reporter, you know, I've already answered your question, which she hasn't answered at all. And she wouldn't answer Ducey at all about, you know, what is the president doing about crime in the country? Senator Marsha Blackburn, she tweeted to Karine Jean-Pierre, dodged several questions about the rising crime in America. Meanwhile, she claimed, it's important to have this conversation about changing the name of the Atlanta Braves. See, you see where these people are at? It makes more sense to spend money on and to fight these name changes that might offend someone. Right? Gender mislabeling or misgendering, whatever they're calling it. All those things are so much more important than stopping someone's head from being bashed in, from people being sucker punched, from stores being robbed without any worry about getting caught. Right? Media Research Center associate Nicholas Boncaro, he said that Peter Ducey tripped up Karine Jean-Pierre with one simple question. Does President Biden think America's big cities are safe? It really was a yes or no answer. She said, yes, it is. It's a news cycle. Media President John Nicosia responded to Jean-Pierre. Then it wasn't a yes or no question. Why does KGP even bother to pretend to answer questions? She should just hand out her notebook. Right? She uses the same three excuses for everything. Tim Young, comedian, said, hey, she should stop flipping pages and just write them all in one. It's just amazing. A recent ABC News and Washington Post poll, I think it came out this weekend, it revealed that crime overtook abortion as a major issue in the lead to the November midterm election. When asked which political party could be trusted to handle crime, poll respondents favored the Republican Party at 52%. Democrats at 38%. Wow. It's a big deal, whether you believe it or not. You know? Yeah, I can do that. Anyway, so this is what you can expect from your administration. They're going to dodge and duck comments, dodge and duck questions, especially in areas that they know they're wrong and that they can't easily fix. Crime trumps abortion in the vote of concerns. It gives the GOP the largest lead on the issue in more than 30 years. Think about that. They now trust Republicans to keep them safe much more than they do Democrats. And it is it's a very large chasm. Right? Crime has surpassed, it surpassed abortion. Right? More, like I said, the more Americans say they trust Republicans to keep them safe. And the survey was produced for ABC News by Langer Research. Out of New York City. The economy, 89%, education, 77%, and inflation, 76%, topped out as the issues voters considered highly important as midterms loom. Right? As well they should be. We want to know how to feed our families. We want to know where the money's coming from. We want to know if we're going to be okay. You know, in the upcoming year, talking about, you know, interest rates skyrocketing. Who's going to be able to buy houses then? Crime and support for law enforcement is a crucial topic among voters, especially throughout the U.S. where crime has surged tremendously. Right? 60% of voters overall consider crime a major issue in the lead up to the midterm. 52% of Democrats And 69% of Republicans are very concerned about it.
Wow.
BBC survey also found that President Biden's approval rating has plummeted again. He's at 22% right now, strongly approving of his performance. That was down from 34% in April. Those who strongly disapprove, meanwhile, jump from 35 to 41. Yeah, he's doing nothing to change it. Right? That's the biggest problem he has. I saw something that said that his approval rating actually hit, I won't say bottomed out, hit 19% on one of the surveys. Oh, among Hispanics. That was it. God, that was the one that Trump was doing great with. Not an issue. President Biden's approval rating among Americans has dropped to 31%, hitting a new all-time low, his presidency, according to a new poll. Now, the Quinnipiac University, now see, they're off by a point or two here and there between the different ones. It depends on how they ask the question, who they're asking it to, and that kind of thing. So the Quinnipiac University survey released Wednesday also revealed the president's support among Hispanics stands at 19%. Well, let that sink in. 71% of Americans as a whole said they don't want Biden to seek re-election. Please don't. Among Democrats, only 40% have said that they would like to see him run again, while 54% do not want Biden to be the Democrat nominee. Now, according to the poll, 6 in 10 voters said that they didn't want to see former President Donald Trump run. That's interesting. However, 69% of Republicans said they voted would like to see Trump run as a GOP nominee. Wow. Interesting. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Florida is preparing for a direct hit from Hurricane Ian. The Tampa Bay area appears to be the most likely target. Evacuation orders are in place. It's at a Category 4 with top winds of 140 miles per hour. A Russian military recruiter was gravely wounded in a Siberian city. an example of public reaction to President Vladimir Putin's partial mobilization effort to beef up troops in Ukraine. Some people are fleeing the country. The man nicknamed Fat Leonard is seeking asylum in Venezuela after slipping out of house arrest in California. Leonard Glenn Francis was to be sentenced for orchestrating a scheme to bribe several Navy officials. On Wall Street Monday, the Dow plunged nearly 330 points, or just over a percent. The Nasdaq fell 65 points. The S&P 500 was off by 38 points. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. I very much enjoy your company, whether you're in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, sending me nasty notes. Doesn't matter. Always appreciate the time. All right. Oh, no. These you got to admit, some of these stories are great. I mean, when you have people like Karine Jean-Pierre, whatever her name is, blasted for no answers, right? And just and I guess that they didn't like how black and white Trump's people were, right? That made them nuts. So 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. All right. You know, there's a chapter in my book, Rambling of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can find it on Amazon still. Wrote it back in 16. A lot of stories in there still apropos for today. So, why do they have to lie to win? Why do they have to lie to make themselves look good? The 2022 midterm elections, you know, news and updates, these Republicans and Democrats are fighting for control of Congress. But they're lying about certain. Look at a representative Democrat. A Democrat representative said that she could not attend the House vote due to COVID-19. Okay, I mean, really, who wants her there? Everybody, oh, you gotta stay home. You gotta get better. You gotta, you know, oh my God, you gotta get over this thing. But there's a problem. Representative Cindy Anks of Iowa, Democrat. She claimed that COVID-19 was the reason she could not attend an emergency House August House vote in person. She later had to admit that she was on a planned vacation in France. Now, again, why don't she start off that way? Hey, look, I can't be there. I'm on a vacation to France. I've already paid for it. Not doing it. Talk me a day's pay. I don't know what to tell you. Right? Anks voted by a proxy in the emergency vote for the Manchin-Schumer climate bill, right? They labeled that false Inflation Reduction Act. In a request sent to the House clerk on August 12th, Ann said that she was unable to attend the vote due to the ongoing health emergency. This is while she was vacationing in France. The request from Ann stated, I am unable to physically attend proceedings in the House chamber due to the ongoing health emergency. She was recently asked by the local network why she did not attend. Oh, my God. Did not attend the vote in person, revealing, some of this stuff I can't even repeat that people have been writing. We were in an August session. Were we in out of session? I had a trip planned for 8 months, and it was already paid for. She anticipated the House being in recess, which is fine. No, really. It's fine. If you want to say, look, I'm on vacation or going on vacation, already have, why not just tell the truth? I don't understand why these people have to keep lying about this stuff. It's beyond me. I think at this point it's beyond everybody. Don't you agree? These are supposed to be people of integrity. They're supposed to be people of integrity. They're supposed to be people that we can trust, that we can work with, that actually do have our backs. But you're not seeing that, are you? And we're back to the name thing again. This is getting old. The Braves name, the Tomahawk Chop Celebration, questioned during a White House briefing. Well, Joe probably wasn't paying attention. Too busy looking at the 15-year-old. Remember? Biden hosted the reigning World Series. I talked about this earlier, Atlanta Braves. The Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about the controversy surrounding the team's name and their Tomahawk Chop celebration. Teams like Washington Commanders and Cleveland Guardians have changed their names due to the being considered racist and offensive to Native Americans, but the Braves have stayed true to their original franchise namesake. She said, this is a conversation, is one that the administration is willing to have. Let's not talk about crime. Right? Let's not talk about destroying public property. No. We're not interested in any of that. Got to change the name of the baseball team. We believe it's important to have conversation, Native American and Indigenous voices. They should be at the center of the conversation. This is something that the president believes, that is something that his administration believes, and he has concern. You go back and look at Joe Biden's racist comments over the years. This guy's one of the most racist people on the planet. Listen to his comment. Or is he just Goofy Joe? Is they going to let him get away with that? Is that what it is? He's just Goofy Joe? The same is true here. She goes on to say, we should listen to Native American and Indigenous people who are impacted by this. A big deal. What mattered to Manfred most was the fact that the Braves have the support of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. Listen to that. So last season when the Braves were turning through the postseason of their way to the World Series title, there were talks with the MLB commissioner, Rob Manfred, about putting an end to the Tomahawk Chop. Right? However, what mattered to Manfred most was the fact that the Braves had the support of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. They had support of Native Americans on this. The Native American community in that region is wholly supportive of the Braves program, including the CHOP, Manfred said. To him, it's the end of the story. It's amazing how the left decides that they have the right answers for everybody, every group, and that group, if it goes against them, is wrong. I talked about this earlier with the black community. If you have a black conservative that bucks, you know, the narrative of the left, they are deemed ignorant. Uncle Tom's, wonderful word of theirs, right? Sellouts, there's all kinds of names for them, because they couldn't possibly have come to that decision on their own. Don't you find that amazing? I do. Principal Chief of Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians, Richard Sneed, said at the time he wished people would have more outrage for bigger issues. This is not a big issue. I'm not offended by somebody waving their arm at a sports game, he said. I'm just not. If somebody said, that's their prerogative. They can be offended if they want to be. I don't know very many, maybe one or two, from my tribe that would say, don't do that. Now think about that. You know, it's funny. I can't think of the fellow's name who did it a while back. He had some Chinese traditional clothing on, including the hat and the shoes. And when he was on college campuses in San Francisco, they were outraged that he would even wear that. Why would he wear such a thing? Why would he act like a racist? Why would he do this? Why would he do that? And he said, because I like it. I think it's nice. And on top of that, we're celebrating ABC. So they were like, well, that's cultural appropriation. You can't do that. So these are all these white folk and some blacks that had decided they knew what was offensive to the Asians without actually going to talk to any of them. But what's he do? He takes the garb. He goes down to the Chinese section, Chinatown of San Francisco. Here I am. What do you think? Not one person said they didn't like it. Everybody said, I think one person in the video said, that usually is not worn with that, but other than that, it looks nice. See, that's where the tradition comes in. Go ask them. But that's beside the point. Who are you to decide what's right for other people? Not everybody is downtrodden. Not everybody doesn't have a voice. I mean, seriously, you've heard from people that are offended by this cultural appropriation stuff in that culture. I love when I tell Italian jokes or I say things about the Italian culture and people send me emails. It's, don't bother me. I'm of Italian descent. There's people in my family that came here from Italy still. If they tell me it's wrong and it's offensive, I'll stop doing it. I'm not going to have some person who doesn't even know how to spell Italy tell me what's right or what's wrong. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a minute.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together.
people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right? Don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you get informed. It is the best way to make it happen. All right. So I was going through some clips the other day, and I found one on John F. K., JFK. And before his assassination, shortly before, the Supreme Court had just basically banned prayer in schools. I can't remember the woman's name, but she was a whack. And she was mad that her son was forced to listen to the Lord's Prayer every morning. And the court really, truly, without looking at, and they said it. If you read the report out from the Supreme Court, they said they had no basis for this. There was no law for this. There was no basis for this. It hadn't been done before. They just needed to move in a different direction based on what they believed that Thomas Jefferson wanted. But he didn't even write the Constitution. Okay? I mean, do your homework. But I like this one, again, mostly because there's something going on here. We'll talk about it afterward. after I play it. Here we go.
Congress, and you'd have to make a determination of what the language was and what the effect it would have on the First Amendment. The Supreme Court has made its judgment. A good many people obviously will disagree with it. Others will agree with it. But I think that it is important for us, if we're going to maintain our constitutional principle, that we support Supreme Court decisions, even when we may not agree with them. In addition, we have in this case a very...
Notice the apprehension. Now, some of you can't see this in his face, but there's an apprehension as he's speaking. He's trying to figure out his really, really parse his words.
Easy remedy, and that is to pray ourselves. And I would think that it would be a welcome reminder to every American family that we can pray a good deal more at home. We can attend our churches with a good deal more fidelity. And we can make the true meaning of prayer much more important in the lives of all of our children. That power is very much open to us. And I would hope that as a result of this decision that all American parents will intensify their efforts at home.
So... notice he's pushing for you to pray at home. Keep it. Now, him being a good little Catholic boy, I figured he was encouraging people. But it came to me as I was sitting there thinking for a while. Is he pushing you to pray at home? So you just kind of keep it to yourself. Is this the start of them saying, you know, religion should be in your home? It's not something you should have out for everybody to see. Do in the privacy of your own home. Because if that was the case, if our founding fathers really, 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 really wanted us to do it at home and not do it in public, they were confused. They prayed in public all the time. Before they wrote that darn little pesky constitution, they spent 3 days at the request of the Congress, or the, you know, the people there, 3 days they spent in prayer and fasting. All journaled. You guys can look it up on your own. Some of you lefties are going over your mind. How dare you lie to us? They're not lying to you. True statement. And it ain't that hard. Again, it ain't that hard to figure out what they wanted and how they wanted. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-55. I just thought it was interesting that he did admonish people to pray at home. I mean, wait a minute, JFK, the god of the Democrat Party, he actually admonished people to pray? That's always a fun one. Yeah, we've had it all through history. Even the ones that they love. Franklin, FDR. I mean, seriously. So, again, I did teach my kids to pray before they left the house. I did teach my kids to pray over their food. And what, did they do it? I don't know. Wasn't there with them all day. But I always joke, too, why didn't you wait till you got to school? And can you imagine today if you had government prayer? Now, listen, government prayer in school? Who'd write the prayer? Is that really what you want? Who'd write the prayer? Can you see Newsom writing the prayer about praying to him? And the other gods of that party? Schumer, Pelosi, Biden, Harris. Amazing. And you've been listening. No, even in the chat room they're talking about it. The guy that supposedly nixed or upheld the separation of church and state didn't know what it meant. Used a different dictionary and thesaurus, apparently, because he was holding church services in a federal building every Sunday. And using, you forgot this one. Come on, you guys know this. My listeners should know this. And he was using the military band to play the hymns. So he used a federal building at federal expense every Sunday, and I've read that there were up to 2,000 people there. 2,000. Think about that. But he was confused. What did he know? Oh, 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. So, here's a woman on, yeah, I know, TikTok, right? But here's a woman on TikTok. She's a teacher. I'm not putting her down because she's, but telling us that parents shouldn't have a say in it. Let's play this again.
Allowed to teach. I'm a parent, and I'm sorry to all you parents out there, but you do not get a say in your child's teacher's lesson plans. I spent thousands of dollars on a degree and my educator's license, and I would be gosh darn if parents tried to tell me how to write my lesson plans that I literally went to school to learn how to write. You know, if a parent wants to have that much say in their kid's education, then you know what? You probably need to homeschool.
So, let's hear this again. No, we'll take on the issues one at a time.
Teachers need to be allowed to teach.
Agreed. Not in disagreement with that. Teachers should be allowed to teach. They should do what they know how to do, what they've been trained to do.
I'm a parent, and I'm sorry to all you parents out there, but you do not get a say in your child's teacher's lesson plans.
Nobody's asking to get their nose or their face into your lesson plan. I'm not there. So don't overdo this. I do not even believe in total parental control in education. You hire guys like me. You put trustees of Board of Education on there to watch over this stuff. However, I do believe you should have input. You should know when things are being changed, and you should know what's in the curriculum.
I spent thousands of dollars on a degree and my educator's license, and I would be gosh darn if parents tried to tell me how to write my lesson plan.
I'm appreciative of her using gosh darn. She could have been harsher language. I don't want parents writing lesson plans either. Can we just be clear on that? This is not what that movement is all about.
That I literally went to school to learn how to write. You know, if a parent wants to have that much say in their kid's education, then you know what? You probably need to homeschool them.
And listen, some of those parents who are really that tough about it will homeschool their kids. All right? And funny thing about it, what some people don't realize, it's not really a slight, okay, or nasty on the teacher. Because as I've explained to some people, the teachers don't have total control either, whether you want to hear it or not. Right? Some teachers are actually teaching what they're supposed to be teaching. Others, they've made it up on the way. I mean, it's terrible. It's not right. Hey, that's always a good one, too. You hear about Nancy Pelosi? Pelosi. Getting booed at the Global Citizen, whatever it is. Just amazing. I mean, again, not self-aware enough to know that she is not well appreciated, not well liked. She must think that everybody loves. Look at, I get some of these people do really believe that everybody loves them. But they don't. They're mad about what's going on. You see the numbers. You see the poll numbers. The poll numbers aren't based on Donald Trump or MAGA or anybody like that. The poll numbers are totally based on what people want from your kids. Or want by your kids, I should say. Right? I don't know if I can get this. Never mind. Not going to try. But you can hear, I mean, it's a big auditorium. These should be her people. They're in her area. You know, Democrats, a Democrat area. Just amazing. Hey, Joe Bettini, your host. Thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time. Be back here tomorrow. Hopefully you'll join us. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.